Yeah, Tina Turner. Going in the Rock Hall of Fame. The inductees were announced about an hour or so ago. Let's talk about it with Dean Richards. Morning, Dean.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm so happy. Even though Tina Turner is already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as half of Ike and Tina Turner, I'm so happy to see her go in as a solo artist. And, you know, while she's able to appreciate it, she's pretty much retired now, but couldn't be happier for her. Could not be happier for Carole King, who is also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a songwriter for her work with Jerry Goffin. But now she goes in as a solo performer as well. So she's a dual inductee, as is Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. He's already in for his work as a drummer with Nirvana. And now his band, Foo Fighters, being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well, along with Jay-Z, who has broken just about every record there could possibly be in music. The Go-Go's are go-going in on their first try into the Rock Hall of Fame. And finally, after multiple nominations, Todd Rundgren finally gets his induction and will be part of the class of 2021.
I went back and looked at the list of the nominees to see who didn't make it, and Chaka Khan did not. Dionne Warwick did not. I think Dionne Warwick should be in there, but there's always next year.
LL Cool J has been nominated to go in, I think, 12 times and has missed it 12 times. The group Kraftwerk has decided, has been nominated like 10 or 12 times. They haven't been in. There are lots of people who are, you know, very deserving, but, it comes down to the choices of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and somewhat of the public. The public gets a vote as well, and can influence who gets inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame, much like the group Chicago did a few years ago. Really, that was a fan based effort that got them, and deservedly so. They should be in.
Yeah, it was long overdue. In the news, the death of actor and writer and producer Norman Lloyd. A lot of people know this guy from St. Elsewhere, but his career was so much more than that, wasn't it?
Absolutely. He played Dr. Daniel Auschlander on the long-running TV medical drama St. Elsewhere, but he did about 20 shows on Broadway. On the big screen, he worked with Alfred Hitchcock in Spellbound. He worked with Charlie Chaplin in Limelight. He was in Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams, among his many, many, many credits. Passed away at his home in Los Angeles yesterday. This just floored me when I read this, 106 years old. 106 years old.
We have to find out what he was eating, he was doing.
I know. Study this man.
Yes, really.
Study this man. Yeah. That's if we want to be 106 years old.
Well, I don't know what kind of shape he's been in lately, but I'd like to find out.
Yeah.
Norman Lloyd. What a career this guy had. Let's talk a little bit about Broadway. They've announced an official reopening, haven't they?
Yeah, Broadway in New York have, they've announced that shows are going to be coming back this fall, but yesterday they got pretty specific, saying that Hamilton, The Lion King, and Wicked will resume performances on September the 14th. That's the first time that they've given a big a date, and it's the most recent date that we've heard of anything reopening on Broadway again. I just happened to be speaking with Lin-Manuel Miranda yesterday. Oh, Dean, you name dropper, you. Just happened to be talking with Lin-Manuel Miranda because he's got this new movie, In the Heights, the film adaptation of his very successful Broadway musical that's going to be coming out. That was postponed for a year because of the pandemic, but I had heard that Hamilton was going to be opening, and he told me about how excited they are that they're finally going to get to be back up and running again. But the big Chicago news for us in this is that Miguel Cervantes, who starred as Alexander Hamilton here in Chicago for 5 years, is going to take over the role of Alexander Hamilton on Broadway. He was supposed to do that when the pandemic hit. Hamilton closed here in Chicago. It was announced that he was going to be moving to New York. He was all excited. I'm going to star in Hamilton on Broadway. then everything shut down, and you know, he, like every other actor, was out of work. But Miguel is going to be back center stage again. I hope he didn't forget the lyrics in the last year. But also Wicked and Lion King, also September 4th, and tickets are on sale for those shows right now through Ticketmaster. If you're planning a trip to New York, or you know, just want to go somewhere, I've talked to so many people, just they want to go anywhere right now, just to you know, get out of their four walls.
Yeah, the airports have been busy lately, and so as far as Broadway in Chicago goes, they usually follow New York, don't they?
They do, but there's been no official announcement, except that shows are going to begin in the fall. We don't have any specific dates. We know that there will be a show at the Broadway Playhouse. That's at Water Tower. I'm blanking on the name of the show right now, but that's the only Broadway in Chicago show that's been announced, and they just said that that would be in the fall. But you know, will some of these big shows be coming back to the Cadillac Palace or the Oriental? You know, the big Broadway show houses, that we have not heard yet. I suspect that we're going to be hearing any time now. Since there's movement on Broadway, there will, I'm sure, be movement here as well.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, and it is apparent that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were secretly dating or whatever they were doing for quite a while, huh?
Yeah, you know, we only heard about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck kind of, you know, being seen together, kind of reuniting, you know, rekindling the romance, I guess. We don't really know the extent to which they're at right now, but they definitely have been seen together several times. And TMZ is reporting that Ben Affleck began tweeting Jennifer Lopez back when she was still engaged to Alex Rodriguez. When she was making a movie in the Dominican Republic, they're going back and forth Twitter, not on Twitter, but just with the text messages back and forth to each other as early as February. So apparently this started quite some time ago. You know, it's kind of interesting. Ben Affleck is a diehard Red Sox fan. And there's a certain irony that he could steal a woman away from a former Yankee here, if you want to bring baseball into the whole thing. But, you know, that's the latest on this, if you're keeping up on the celebrity romances.
Well, we'll look for Ben and Jennifer on making the rounds I'm sure Sunday, meet the press, face the nation. So, you know, we'll get more.
I'd be very interested to see what they think of vaccination rates and the serious issues of the day.
What's this latest honor for Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift got a nice award yesterday in the UK. They have what they call the Brit Awards, which are the British equivalent, I guess you might say, of the Grammys. These are, you know, accomplishment in music awards. And she was given the Global Icon Award last night, which is a big deal in and of itself. But she is also the first woman ever to get this award and the first non-Brit ever to get this award. Elton John has gotten it in the past, David Bowie, among others. But she, you know, in her acceptance speech, talked about, you know, we live in a world where anyone has a right to say whatever they want to say about you at any time. Always remember that you have the right to prove them wrong, you know, with all the gossip that goes on about her life. She wanted to make that clear.
And I'm not familiar with this. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. But what is Teatro Zanzani, is it? Is
perfectly,
that the show?
Yeah, perfectly pronounced. Teatro Zanzani is a show that was over at the Cambria Hotel back in 2019. And it's kind of a dinner theater show. It's kind of cabaret, circus, music, comedy. They've got all these performers that are strolling around this, you know, giant, essentially ballroom, while you sit and eat your dinner, and they entertain and sing and do acrobatics and, you know, all kinds of things. Or at least that's the way they did it before the pandemic. But they announced that they're going to be back. They are going to begin performances again at the Cambria Theater, beginning on July the 5th. And our friend Frank Ferrante, who starred in the show when it first opened here in Chicago a couple of years ago, he's going to be back to star in the show. In fact, he's going to be on my Sunday show this week. We'll get caught up with it. But the only difference is going to be that they will be incorporating all the CDC safety protocols for the show as well. So while you're sitting and having your dinner, obviously, you don't have to have your mask on then, but if you're going to walk around the room for any reason, you have to have your mask on. You have to. The tables will be properly socially distanced, and the staff and the performers all will be vaccinated, you know, before anybody walks into the room. So they're doing everything they can to keep that safe. And it's good, you know, I'm just happy to see shows opening in Chicago. So mm-hmm. It's nice to be able to tell you about things that are opening instead of things that are closing.
Yeah.
If you're interested in this Teatro Zinzano, it's very, very entertaining. Individual tickets are on sale right now at Zinzani, common spelling, Zinzani, Zinzani.com/Chicago. And you can go check out that show.
If you're around a television set in about an hour, Dean is going to be doing some cooking on WGN TV. What's the recipe today?
I'm doing some pulled pork today, but I am doing it. You know, it's just been so dreary. I actually have been out on the grill, you know, when it's been kind of chilly and rainy, just because I'm stubborn that way, and yep. I thought I am going to grill. I am going to be out there, and it was fine. But you know, to do a pulled pork, if you do it right, can take 6 to 8 hours. It takes a really long time. If you have one of these instant pots, you know, one of these pressure cooker kind of deals, you can get the whole thing done in an hour, and it tastes pretty much the same as doing it outside. I don't want to say it's better than outside, but I'd be hard pressed, you know, if you spice it up properly, you know, to be able to tell the difference. So I'm going to show you how to do all of that. The disappointing part of it today is because this is all done in the Instapot. The chance for me burning myself, scalding myself, cutting myself, you know, the injury factor, which is why most people like to watch my cooking segments, is fairly low today.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe I'll drop the pot on my foot. You know, maybe.
We can only hope.
Yeah, maybe something like that will happen. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
And does this happen to you often, Dean? You make something and you offer it to somebody and they're wearing a mask and they say, oh, sorry, I would taste it, but, I don't want to take my mask off. Are you getting a lot of that?
I've noticed that. You know, it used to be, you know this from being in TV stations forever, TV people are the hungriest people that you will ever meet.
Yep.
If food shows up at any TV station, it's gone in 5 minutes.
Yeah, unless it's something healthy, then that stays out there
right.
for like days.
Then that's it's on the table. But I've noticed, you know, since I've been cooking during the pandemic on the morning show, people are eating it, but not with the vigor that they used to. It is a little bit different now.
Yeah, blame it on COVID.
Yeah, I blame it.
Right. Yeah, go with that.
Yeah.